And we know what that means. It is the weekend. Jonathan Tolman joins us now live with Peak Radar. Jonathan, happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Mike.
Well, if we're looking for something fun to do, I know you got some options. Go ahead and fill us in.
Yeah, for sure. I hope you've been practicing your board games in this little cold snap we've been having.
Yeah.
The Pikes Peak Gamers Convention is this weekend in Manitou Springs at the City Hall, and it starts tonight and runs through the end of Sunday, so there's a lot of gaming that will be happening. It's the second annual tabletop board game convention for the Pikes Peak Gamers. You can game as long as you want. You have full access to the Vault, which is a library of over 800 board games that they have. Obviously, if you buy a ticket to go, they'll have free tournaments throughout and also a game flea market where you can buy, sell, trade different board games that you might have. So if you want to stay inside but yet get out and do something, the Gamers Convention is this weekend.
Yeah, is that well attended? Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah. As far as I know, it's the second annual. So, you know, still trying to get some momentum, I'm sure. But it was pretty successful last year.
All right. Continue, please.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So Old Colorado City is hosting Mad Hatter Saturday all day tomorrow, where OCC will be transformed into a wonderland full of free interactive children's events, tea parties, and dozens of costumed characters. The shops will have sidewalk sales, treats and surprises, a nice sculpture demonstration, decorate your own Mad Hatter hat, and the tea party I mentioned, and also the Old Colorado City Library is having their Mad Book Sale. So lots happening in Old Colorado City from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. tomorrow. Tomorrow's a big day. The next couple ones are also tomorrow. Shorts Night, presented by the Rocky Mountain Women's Film Institute, is at Stargazers Theater and Event Center tomorrow evening. They will show some of the most decorated short films of the year, including winners of the most prestigious awards and festivals from around the world. There'll be quirky films, amusing films, provocative and insightful films, a little bit of everything at Shorts Night tomorrow evening. Tomorrow during the day is the Urban Living Tour in downtown Colorado Springs, where you can get an insider's look at what it's like to live in the walkable, social, connected downtown Colorado Springs. A dozen downtowners will open their homes, residences, and mixed-use buildings available for folks to check out from 10 to 4 tomorrow. Sunwater Spa is hosting Timeness List tomorrow evening, and that will present a glimpse at the beauty of Indian culture through regional dances, colorful costumes, and delicious aromatic Indian food, presented by Dance Theater, Colorado Springs Dance Theater, and the Smoke Rush Foundation. That'll be over in Manitou Springs. And then two more. There's a lot going on this weekend. Need to Breathe will be at the Pikes Peak Center for the Performing Arts on Monday evening. That is the Grammy-nominated rock band that hails from South Carolina. Tickets are running out for that show, so hop on Peak Radar and check it out. And then finally, Pikes Peak Community College is getting ready to run 12th Night, which that's the theater department there, and they will present the classic William Shakespeare comedy filled with shenanigans, which I like, shenanigans, and mistaken identities. There will be love triangles, disguises, mischief, yellow stockings, and all sorts of tangled knots that need to be unraveled. So there's a lot going on this weekend, like as usual.
Many choices. Terrific. And if you want to go back and review what Jonathan just said, go to peakradar.com. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you in a week.
Sounds good, Mike. Thanks so much.
All right, 20 minutes before 8 o'clock on KRDO's Morning News.